Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yes, hello?
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yes, I have this order. It's, I tell you now this order. It's A14BCOF7D7.
I have a zip code, please.
29601. My name Thomas Gabriel.
Can you also verify your address?
415 North Main Street, apartment 3L, Lake Larry, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601.
Shows that you have two separate orders, one for the Hype Pods, the other for the Hype Watch. Our pods are for a Bluetooth listening device to listen to your smartphones or computer. And the watch is helps with tracking your steps, your heart rate, and your daily activity. It shows that you pay the shipping and handling costs to receive these items. According to the United States Postal Service's tracking and delivery system, it shows that those items were delivered to you on March the 4th. So how may I help you?
Yes, this I received already, but I needed to return it back, please.
Okay, so you returned it back to the address that it was taken from, given from.
Yeah, I needed to return it back.
Okay, so returning, you have to pay for postage.
Sorry?
You're responsible for postage. You're more than welcome to return it.
Yeah, but can I return this back or no?
Yes, you are able to return.
Okay, but how I return this in the post office?
Yes, you will take it to the post office. You are responsible for postage. You have to pay for the postage for it to be returned.
Okay, but how I return? Can you
the post office, however you choose to pay for the postage, as long as so you mail it however you choose to mail it, sir.
Yeah, okay, but this I
sure. Take it to the post office. Sure, yes, sir. Take it to the post office and return it. But you're responsible for postage.
Yeah, but this is how to I pay this return or what can I do in the office?
I'm sorry, you return. I can give you the address over the phone. I have nothing to provide to you, but I will give you the address for you to return it to. But the address should be on the label that you have.
This is one moment. Not having the label, this is the address.
Are you ready to document the address? Do you have a pen and paper?
One moment. This is the address. It's Hybe Gadgets 105 Sierra Way 178 Milpitas, California 950.
Okay, so you already have the address. That's the address where it needs to be returned.
Okay, but... how can I, can you send for me the label for the return?
We don't have a return label. You will have to pay for postage. So you're responsible for postage, so there is no return label.
Okay, but when I go to the office, you need the payment. I paid the return?
Yes, you pay it there. You have to pay for shipping.
And how much?
I'm assuming they will tell you how much when you take the package. I'm not sure, sir. I'm sorry.
I don't know. This is I paid $11.95, and when I paid the return, and what can I do now? This is I don't know. This is a much return free. Hello?
So I'm not understanding your question.
Yeah, I not understand. This you must, this not return free or I am to pay, but when I paid now, this is to cost $11.94 and when return and I paid again, the shipping.
That's correct. You're responsible for shipping, sir. You want to return the items that you requested, so therefore you are responsible to return it. That's correct. You have to pay again.
Okay, but I go to the post office and I see if the expensive, what can I do now if can expensive?
I'm not sure. You would have to contact the post office. I'm not, I can't give you an estimate because I don't know how much they will charge.
Okay, and ask the office and I see what can I do and I calling back when I see the office how much if the return is not expensive, it's okay the return, but it's higher, it's expensive, I don't know what can I do. Okay, and I ask the office, post office, and I calling back, okay?
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good night, sir.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.